It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed. This morning, she remembers a pioneer at Harvard Medical School who spoke little about his accomplishments.
As a Harvard psychiatrist, Dr. Chester Pierce was endlessly interested in extreme environments and resilience. He understood both. In 1947, he was the first African-American to play on an integrated college football team in the South. That University of Virginia game was racially historic, but the Harvard tackle wasn't allowed to sleep in the same hotel as his teammates. Looking into the facets of his professional life was like looking into a prism, refractions bent everywhere. Back in 1970, Dr. Pierce was the first to coin the term microaggression, as common as denim now, to describe the subtle racial put-downs that degrade physical health over a lifetime. Dr. David Henderson is one of many, many young psychiatrists Dr. Pierce mentored.
A classic scenario, he said, you got a black man and a white man standing in the elevator. You know, they both getting off on floor one, the doors open on floor one, and the white man always walks out first, right? Always walks out first. You can live in America and you can have these experiences and you can have them daily, but he still found goodness in people.
Dr. Pierce wasn't a big researcher. He was a big thinker, writing by pen until midnight, then up early the next morning for calisthenics. He seemed to be everywhere. There was his work for NASA, helping to bring American and Russian cultures together on the space station, his consulting to Sesame Street, and the mountain named for him.
Pierce Peak, because his work in Antarctica, studying soldiers in extreme environments, I think he spent 6 months in darkness with them, he's got a mountain named after him in Antarctica. Like, how do you find people? How do you do that? I don't know.
Traveling the world, he helped African countries organize treatment for mental illness in the absence of resources, training, and policy. That led to founding Harvard's Global Psychiatry Program. His thinking about race and resilience was broad and deep, and yet he was astonishingly humble. One night, towards the end of his life, Dr. Pierce met Dave Henderson at a meeting in Boston. Usually he took public transportation home, but when Dr. Henderson offered him a ride, he accepted.
And he said to me, he says, you know, I only had the energy I had when I was 85. I would be really doing well.
He was 88.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Chester Pierce, who died in Boston in September. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.